Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Del, along with Sam, here with you for the next couple of hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Del, I missed mine, and I knew what I wanted mine to be. I didn't actually have one because we talked about Linda Cardellini in the previous segment. I really didn't have one. But I did learn this weekend that even if you don't win a gold medal, you could really, really, really win with the ladies if you were a French pole vaulter.
I was waiting to see if this is where you're going. Yes, that was a thing. And the question is, would you rather win the gold or be able to tell this story about why you didn't win the gold?
I think it's even a better story.
How do you get that story off? I guess it depends on the woman you're talking to, but if you're having a conversation about, oh, you're a pole vaulter, oh, you competed in the 2024 Olympics.
Yeah.
Did you win? No, I didn't even make it to the medal round.
Finished 12th, right?
How come you didn't make it?
It's the greatest 12th place finish in Olympics
history. It is, but how do you maneuver your way into the story without sounding like a creep?
It's awfully difficult.
Can I tell you why I disqualified?
You could probably say this. You saw the video, okay?
Do you have that video always on your phone?
No, you don't.
You show her. Carrying
around the Heisman Trophy in your trunk.
But you don't even talk about it. You just pull it up. You have the link saved, but you go, hey, I mean, it's hard for me to explain. Would you like to see what happened to me? And she goes, yeah, sure. And then, of course, you know what to go to. And then you click on it on Twitter, and there it is. And then you just don't say a word. And let her see. If you don't know, there was a French pole vaulter. He did not clear the bar because of a certain appendage, knocked the bar off its moorings, I guess. So he made it,
his entire torso made it.
Yes, everything but that. And it knocked the bar clean off, and he couldn't go on to, I guess, try to win a medal.
Yeah. I think you know what? Truth be told, let me have that instead of the medal.
I mean, you've had that all your life, though.
Yeah.
And you're a pole vaulter.
No, I know, but
you're athletic.
But now the whole world knows.
Sure, you're athletic. I don't remember what his face looks like, but you're a pole vaulter, you're in good shape. So I don't imagine it's too tough.
Women are saying, does he have a face? Does he even have a face?
I don't know if they operate completely like we do, John. But yeah. I just think he was always probably in a good position. I mean, sure, it's going to bring a different level of attention, but I don't think he had any trouble. I think I would have rather won the medal.
No, well, but here's the deal. There's a lot of gold medals out there.
Okay, let me ask you this, John.
Okay.
put your head in the mind of a woman. You got to think like a woman now.
Mm-hmm.
How do I put this? How attractive is that particular blessing that he has to a woman overall? Like a normal woman overall.
Apparently it is. It's rather attractive to them.
Apparently. Over everything else?
Well, no, but he looks like he's in good shape. I don't even know what his face looks like. I have no idea.
He's like a French pole vaulter. I'm never going to know what he looks like.
Right. What is his name? Paul Marchand or something.
That was a swimmer, wasn't it?
We'll find it. But here's the deal is he won big. Even though he lost, he won big, though. He won big.
Well, we'll see what type of individual he is. Maybe he's not interested in converting that particular attention into something, or maybe he will take full advantage. I'm not sure.
Not sure, but anyway, he's a meme. We know that, right?
Yeah, some people might be embarrassed by what happened. Others, like yourself.
Well, and he worked all that time.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Only to what? Oh my God.
Get a better pole vaulting uniform.
That's what got in the way.
Get a better pole vaulting uniform. Maybe secure it.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Yeah, maybe you need some kind of a suppressor.
Yeah, like right? like actors who have to do nude scenes.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you should ask one of those guys what they do. I don't know any French actors beyond that creep Depardieu, but ask one of those guys what they do in a scene and say, hey, what do I do here? I got a problem. It's going to keep me from winning a medal.
That's going to keep me from winning. Who knew that could keep you from winning? Although it probably has in the past.
Yeah, be prepared.
Well, with all the condoms that they give out,
it's
more than likely that has caused people to not win medals.
Did you see, like, Anthony Edwards has been beyond the fact that he plays in the Olympic team. Anthony Edwards likes to challenge people to things, and he was apparently the women of the table tennis team who he said maybe he didn't say he could beat, but he could score a point off of. Showed up at at Team USA practice.
Mm-hmm.
And someone tweeted, y'all better watch Anthony Edwards. There's going to be a lot of Rui Hachimuras running around here in about 20 years.
Watch Hachimura Edwards.
Hey, if 20 years from now, there's a bunch of 6'6", half Asian, half Anthony Edwards rolling around, we know what happened.
Right. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like, that was our French pole vaulter segment. We never had a French pole vaulter segment.
We never
before.
Will again, unless this never, happens again.
Ever again, and I doubt that'll ever happen again. But if we did have a French pole vaulter segment right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I've got now, I got Dream Rate. I got my man Kent Jones over at Dream Rate. Kent Jones is fantastic at this. He's been doing this mortgage thing for 29 years. I call him the mortgage nerd because he just nerds out on making sure that you save money. He is going to work his ass off so that you could save money on your mortgage. And I never thought about it. I just, okay, well, whatever. The mortgage, it is what it is. Here's the interest rate. What can you save? Are you kidding me? Kent Jones saves you thousands and thousands of dollars. This is the biggest buy you'll ever have in your life, personally, is your house. More than likely, it's the biggest thing you'll ever buy. You're not going to shop it. You shop for cars. You shop for clothes. You shop for everything. You're not going to shop for the best mortgage for your house. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Well, Kent Jones says, be a serious person. And make sure that you get the best mortgage that you can possibly get. And save. He can work his ass off to save for you. These other companies are not. They put their name on bowl games and golf tournaments. That's not saving you money. They're using your money to do that. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com. You got to shop your mortgage with Kent Jones at Dream Rate Mortgage, 975loans.com. Maybe Gilbert... Maybe Gilbert actually is not going to call in Wardell. Gilbert hasn't called today. That's a little disturbing.
Well, what was his promise or not his promise? He said he was going away.
He was going into some kind of a house or something. Maybe we got a man. This is disturbing. If Gilbert hasn't called yet today,
a nursing home.
Was it a nursing home
or something like that?
Yeah, that is disturbing. That Gilbert might not. That he actually told us the truth about something,
which is actually a sign of the apocalypse that he was truthful. But it's only been a day, right?
Yeah. But even still, one day with Gilbert, I mean, that's never happened before on Monday where he hasn't called in already 12 times to tell us about the Astros this weekend or to fool us that his brother was calling.
Well, maybe Charlie called in earlier. Charlie, Mark.
And
he just didn't get to him. I don't know.
He fools us all the time. 713-780-3776. What about the 100-meter dashes in both the men's and the women's? Shakari Richardson loses. Big upset there, right? And the first ever gold for, or medal for, what country was it?
Was it the, I know the woman who won was, I think, didn't she go to, I was trying to think, I was watching a clip, I can't remember, like they talk, it was a football player at Navy, and they walked up to him and said, your sister just won the gold medal. And it was filmed, and all his teammates went crazy. But I don't remember.
St. Lucia.
Yeah, St. Lucia. Yeah. They showed a clip of her brother at camp, and hey, just want to let you know, your sister won the gold, and his teammates, of course, all swarmed him and stuff. It's their first ever medal, and it's a gold medal. It was a first ever gold or first ever medal?
First ever medal.
And they won the gold in the glamour race of the Olympics.
Yeah, first ever Olympic Games medal, and it was gold. How about that?
Yeah, and on the other side,
she was going to win their first ever medal, but Adele apparently stopped her concert to watch the women's 100-meter.
It's that, and the men's are we dominate in swimming and gymnastics, but it's still the two glamour events.
I didn't know that it was the torso that won the race.
I did not. I assumed for some reason that it wouldn't be the foot hitting the line because they always do the lean.
They always do the lean, and the tape is up here, right?
Yeah.
Who breaks the tape? That's been the case. But it's not like soccer where you got a toe.
It's actually the opposite, where the shoulder matters less than where you're.
But how do you judge exactly where the torso crosses that line?
I don't know. Well, that's what the cameras and the technology is for. I don't know. There's so many different shots. It's funny, people were tweeting out, it was this close, and everyone had a different time stamp about like some people had no allows before he touched the line. Others had him as he was already past it. I did see one straight down the line where his nose was past like the virtual line that they use to determine. And it was a big hate watch for NBA Twitter, John. If you remember, Noah Lyles is the sprinter who was challenging anyone who would call the NBA champion the world champion because, as he would say, it's not the world, it's just the U.S. And people got on him about that. So a lot of people were watching, even those who would say they're patriotic, were rooting against him and hoping he would lose simply on hate. Found a way. And he didn't. He wasn't winning the heats before. A lot of people were saying, oh, he's getting cooked. He lost in the semi. He was second in the semifinal. So the people thought the Jamaicans were going to win, and why not? We hadn't won a gold in the 100, in 20 years or something like that?
Yeah.
And he got it done. The U.S. team, the basketball team was there. Some people thought they were there just to hate watch on Noah Lyles because of what he said. And he got it done. It's a very inside thing for NBA Twitter and NBA basketball people to care about that, but he felt it. But hey, you won the gold medal in the 100 to do that for the first time in 20 years for an American. All credit to him.
Absolutely. There was a big discussion on the show before ours, which is more important. You know, obviously an NBA title is more important than a basketball title,
yeah,
right?
A gold medal. Yeah, sure.
I mean, because it's so much easier to win a men's gold medal in basketball or women's gold medal in basketball. Of course, a gold medal means a lot more than a WNBA title, right?
You'd have to ask the women who compete for it. I know what we think of it.
They always win, so.
Yeah. I mean, winning a title in the best league in the sport that you play may mean more because of how much tougher it is. We dominate. It's a little different. We dominate in that. I think it's. interesting because when we do these things in America, well, we dominate basketball, so of course playing for the NBA title means more. But you go around the world, you see how players who win a Champions League title for their club and then what they win for their country, it's not even close. Messi's won Champions Leagues, won domestic leagues titles for Barcelona. When he won that World Cup and how that country responded, so it's just how we react.
Well, but World Cup is bigger than Olympic Cup.
I understand that. But as
well,
far
that's the point. See, if it's only a like sprinting, like the 100 meter, the Olympic is that's the pinnacle, right? There's nothing bigger. Pole vaulting, because is there any other titles? I don't know. I guess you're world champ, but Olympic champ is the biggest.
But if you ask Nikola Jokic, he might be the wrong one. He might not care about anything. If you ask the Serbian players, would they rather win a gold medal than in basketball than an NBA title? I would think they would say, give me the gold for my country.
Maybe. But that's the same with the guys at the World Baseball Classic. There's a lot of guys that in Latin American countries think the World Baseball Classic is bigger than the World Series.
I think
because you're competing head-to-head with other countries and you're representing your country.
I think it's a uniquely American thing when we talk about the world in sports that we consider our domestic titles, and at least with the NBA, rightfully so, more important.
Well, but we consider a World Cup more important too.
Well, yeah, because we play in an inferior league when it comes to MLS. That's why I used the basketball one as an example. The World
No,
Cup
no, no, no. The world thinks a World Cup is bigger.
I understand that.
Well, not only that, but the Olympics is 23 and under.
Yeah, but we're the only ones who believe, I think, overall. Like, they have domestic leagues in Spain in basketball and other sports, but the one we dominate specifically in basketball, we're the ones, I think, America believe. Like, even in Major League Baseball, you mentioned the Latin players care, but as far as American fans, we're going to take the World Series or the World Baseball Classic, even though some of the participants would take the World Baseball Classic over the World Series.
Well, part of the reason that Serbia would love to win a gold medal in basketball is because they would beat the U.S., you know what, which dominates the sport.
I don't know if it's so U.S.-centric. I think it's just, hey, we won a gold for, like, we won a gold for our country. But maybe, I don't know how much it has to do with who the country that they would beat, other than, hey, it's something our country has never done. We would love to do it.
Yeah, like there was the discussion was about Scottie Scheffler winning. I mean, he had, you know, he got emotional about winning the gold medal. But you'd rather have a Masters than a gold medal in golf, that's for sure. I mean, I don't even know that it's close. A gold medal is great, and you won it for your country, but like 12 people saw you win it. Literally, I mean, no one cares. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe a bunch of people were watching. I don't know. I didn't even know. Did NBC give 1 minute to the golf?
I don't
know. Or was it just all on the Golf Channel?
I don't know. I wouldn't be watching, but you know me. I wouldn't be watching golf no matter what was going on, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know if it was on NBC. Swimming and track was taking the lead yesterday, so I'm not sure.
Gymnastics. The Olympics are about gymnastics. If you win a gold medal, if you win swimming, if you win the gold medal.
Well, there's no tradition.
In track, if you win the gold medal.
There's no tradition in Olympic golf. How long has that been around? Like the last 10 years or so, maybe?
8 years, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so there's nothing, there's no history of Olympic golf. I mean, it's not going to have the same type of pull.
But you still, you win it for your country, whatever. Oh, what about breakdancing? Oh, yeah, I suppose you don't think that there's any.
Has that started yet?
I don't think it has. I haven't seen one breakdance, not one. Okay? But it's got a long, long history.
Not in the Olympics.
Of this year. Yes, that's what it's got. That's what it's got, one long history of this year. And that'll start. But if you're a breakdancer, do you break down? I won the gold medal. I won it for my country. Does any other country breakdance? Are we like?
Yes, there are other countries that break. I'm not even sure we're the favorites. Look at Brazil. You can look at some of the Asian countries as well. We might not be the favorites in breakdancing.
What? How can we not be the favorites?
You think breakdancing is uniquely American and no one else does it?
Yeah, no one has ever done it. Are they from the streets of New York? No.
I mean, you don't have to be.
I think we have
the internet.
You know, we did have a guy from Houston that was a finalist for the to be an Olympian. I'm not sure if he made the team or what, but a guy from Houston actually was a finalist. And I'm not. I didn't really care enough to see whether or not he made the team.
I hope if he made it, makes it, he does well. But
yeah,
if you're a finalist for breakdance,
will we have a parade here if he wins? What
will he get? No, Simone Biles is getting all the parades.
Is Simone Biles going to get a? If Simone Biles doesn't get a parade and the breakdancer does, then there is something wrong.
We can talk to Whitmire about that, right?
No, don't worry. He and I'll sit down.
You can have. How are you? You're not even a resident of the city anymore.
Yes,
how are you
going to
have a conversation?
I'm coming back. I am coming back. I'll be there in a couple of weeks.
I guess I was just hopeful thinking on my part.
I'll be in studio actually for 3 weeks.
That's unfortunate. When are you coming back? What date?
I am going to be back the 18th.
Oh, and you're going to be back for the next 3 weeks? 2 weeks after that?
Cool, because I'm going on vacation. Till the 7th, yeah.
I'm going on vacation the 25th, so good. I miss you for a week while you're here.
Bye.
Good news for me.
Bye.
Good planning on my part.
That was great.
If I could take 3 weeks off at a time, I would.
Time to talk about Doc Manavese. If you're getting up and down in the middle of the night, you can't start, you can't stop, but you've got to pee all the time, there's a good chance that you have an enlarged prostate. And if you have an enlarged prostate, that could lead to liver problems, kidney problems, urinary tract infections, all kinds of stuff. You want to get that taken care of. Plus, your quality of life. I mean, man, you want to get up in the middle of the night 3-4 times. I mean, that's awful, awful, awful. That's not a good night's sleep. You need a good night's sleep. You need it because, well, you need Doc Manavese because you do not want to get surgery. If you have an enlarged prostate, this is what doctors used to do. They used to... I can't even talk about it. I can't even talk about how awful the surgery is for an enlarged prostate. Do not get surgery. Get an IV. That's all the doc does. Gives you an IV. Well, she'll take an MRI. She'll take an ultrasound, an MRI, and then you come back. For 45 minutes, you sit in the chair. You have an IV. Bing, it's done. And doc makes you sit around for about a half hour afterwards, and you are feeling great again, and you don't have surgery. If you know somebody that has an enlarged prostate and they're going to have surgery, stop them. Make them go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
Welcome back. Just want to let you guys know you've been hearing us talk about Rock the Mic for a while now. Well, the entries are up on YouTube. You guys can like and comment on them right now. Just go to ESPN Houston YouTube and see the entries. We are going to, at some point in the near future, trim the list from 20 to 10. So... you guys may be able to help us do that. Like, comment, Rock the Mic going on right now, ESPN Houston YouTube.
Are you going to judge?
Yeah, that's one of the emails I've seen. They're asking some of us to judge. Sure, I'm a team player. I'll do it.
That's the last thing you are.
I'm
team player.
No, I don't like helping you because why would I do that?
No, you're a bad person.
Helping you doesn't help my plan at all. But I will help the station. No one can say I don't try to help the station. I just don't like helping you.
Houston Restaurant Weeks is underway. This is a great time, people, for you to be able to go to restaurants that you normally can't go to. It's the menus are great. They have to be approved. It's a great cause because the Houston Food Bank benefits. Over $1 million has been donated to Houston Food Banks by Houston Restaurant Weeks. This is the best time. This is the best month to go out to dinner. I know it's hot out there, but go and take advantage. This is when restaurants are slow because it's so hot out. A lot of people don't want to go out or whatever, go to restaurants. Well, this is the best time to do it because you're getting the best meal at an affordable price. So make sure that you get over and go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com, HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. And I hope you're listening to us on 97.9. Okay, 97.9 HD2. If you can't find it, I'm sorry. I can't help you. No, I guess some radios don't have HD2. Dell, is that the case?
To Lance, I know we were slandering him quite a bit for his inability, but apparently even the new cars don't have them.
Mine doesn't have it. I have a 2015.
Well, that's not that new.
That's not that. I have a new one.
Yes, it is.
It's nearly 10 years old. It's not that new.
Y'all are haters.
No, we're just being factual. It's not that new.
Sam, it's okay to have an older car.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, as far as realistically, it's not that new of a car.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. It's not that new, Sam.
It's fine. It drives great. I'm sure you take care of it. Just it may not have HD too because it's not that new. Yeah, so some people, even with newer cars than the 2015, may not have that radio. So maybe we were too harsh on Lance.
Well, no, I just it's not too harsh on Lance ever. That simply is not the case. You can't be too harsh on Lance.
That's true.
The way that he probably has it and just hasn't found it. But if you do have a radio that's capable of getting HD2, make sure you go to 97.9. Put in the HD2, and that's where you can find us. It's the perfect signal. Perfect signal. So you won't have any problems at all anymore. 713-780-3776. Anybody who wants to get in after a weekend of bad baseball, well, bad hitting. I'm tired. I'm just sick about this team not being able to hit the way that they – I mean, well, okay, so what do you think? Is Pedro Leon, is he the answer?
No, he's a shot in the dark.
That's it, absolutely. Now, Joey Loperfido might not have been the answer either. I mean, especially this year, this is the greatest season in Astros history.
Of course.
So you're going for it. You know, we're not this is not, we got to get some at-bats for a young guy. That's not what we're about. We're about winning championships here. About being the greatest season in Astros history. Down from 12 and 24. They started 12-24, and since then, May 8th, the best record in baseball at 45-30. So this team absolutely has turned it around.
Does it feel like they turned it around? You watch them play day-to-day?
It really doesn't, but they have. There's no question that they have. They got the best record in baseball since May 8th. So they absolutely have turned it around. And you know what? They're better. They're better than they're showing. They just are. And you know what? That's where my hope lies here, is that it just like when they were 12-24, they were better than that. They're better than this right now, too. Whether or not you can survive with McCormick, Myers, Pedro Leon, and Mauricio Dubon, two of those guys in the lineup every night, I'm not sure. Much like Ronel Blanco, Mauricio Dubon has not been the home run a couple of games ago, notwithstanding, against the Pirates. I believe he had the homer against the Pirates. That notwithstanding, Mauricio Dubon has been not very good for a while now. Jake Myers went from really, really good to start the season. Chaz McCormick has not been good at all. And Pedro Leon is a kid. Well, he's, what, 26? No.
In Major League at bats, he's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as an actual prospect, he's old.
Yeah, right. Well, he's always been a prospect, right? Wasn't he? I mean, but the hype when they signed him was incredible. But, you know, that's when they signed him. Has he lived up to it? I'm not sure. No, as a matter of fact. Well, we'll find out. I mean, maybe he's the guy, just like like Hunter Brown, when he came over the last month of the season, what Hunter Brown did for the organization to win, you know, to go and win a title, he helped. Maybe that's Pedro Leon. Maybe when Kyle Tucker comes back, it's going to be Pedro Leon in left field.
Oh, Kyle Tucker's coming back?
Kyle Tucker is coming back, Adele. Okay. Yes, Kyle Tucker is coming back.
When is Kyle Tucker coming back? September?
Kyle Tucker will...
Mid-August, when is he coming back?
Kyle Tucker, okay, what's the date today?
August 5th.
August 5th. Kyle Tucker will be back on August 25th.
So, late August, about 3 weeks away, Kyle Tucker will make... You saying yes. That date or any time before?
It will be date or before.
Okay.
By the 25th. Yep. Kyle Tucker will be back.
I would hope so.
In an Astros uniform, on the field.
Old soft ass Kyle Tucker.
Wow, dude.
Bone bruise, can't even play.
Okay.
My leg hurts. I can't play.
Well, yeah. My leg, I fouled a 100 mile an hour
fastball.
How
long ago was that?
It was June 3rd.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. June 3rd.
You might as well be selling coffee.
Oh, my God. You're a bad person.
What? Slander Kyle Tucker when everyone wants to slander Lance? McCullers, yeah. That is. You want to slander Zerline, I don't care. But if we're slandering Lance McCullers, Kyle Tucker can catch some, too. I'm just doing this to make it, let you guys know how ridiculous it all is. Kyle Tucker, bone bruise. Whatever the Astros misdiagnosed him with, we assume bone bruise. Ah, he's out of maybe a couple days. In fact, the Astros thought he'd be out a couple days. It's no one's fault. He's just hurt. He's trying. We know Kyle Tucker's trying. And I know that I would assume Lance McCullers is too. It's just the way it is. And when Kyle Tucker's back, if he comes back, it won't be that he wasn't trying hard to get back sooner.
Brown against Heaney tonight, Fromber against Mail, and then Kikuchi, and we'll see who. That one's going to be on MLB Network, the Kikuchi game. The only good takeaway from this weekend was Kikuchi, right? Oh, well, no. Eric Eddie was good, too.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, Blanco wasn't great.
Renell Blanco was fine, too. The bullpen gave it up.
And the hitting just didn't perform. You got three performances good enough to, in fact, sweep the series.
Yeah.
And you could hit.
At least win two out of three. You didn't score a run. He held them to one run, and you couldn't score. It was terrible. Three hits and all singles, and Jordan had two singles. I mean, that's it. That's awful. That is just awful.
And that's after threatening in the first and not pushing a run across? And they were done for the rest of the way.
And how about he sent with 94 pitches, he sent Aaron Getty back out for the sixth inning, and he had a six-pitch inning. How about that? I thought for sure, and even, Todd was saying, there's probably no way he comes back after 94 pitches. And sure enough, brought him back for the sixth inning and just went boom, 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 out. Now you're done. And it's only the second time in his career that he's hit 100 pitches. So Hunter Brown tonight, who's been awesome against Heaney, you need to win two out of three here. You're on the road for nine now. Three in Texas, three at Boston, and three at Tampa. You're on the road for nine, and then you get the White Sox. Will the White Sox have lost 30 games by the time you see them? 30 in a row.
30 in a row in baseball. You would think you would at least get one bad night from the opponent's starter. At
20
some point,
straight losses.
Just a blow-up from the opponent's starter that you could take advantage of and not blow it yourself.
Yeah.
20 in a row.
20 in a row. The
Is that more improbable than winning 20 in a row?
Because you
win 20 in a row, the expectation is you have to be pretty good for 20 games in a row. You can't get one terrible, you can't take advantage of one bad pitching performance by the other team in 20 games to win one.
So the modern era, 1961 Phillies lost 23 straight. 26 is the record by the Louisville Colonels, who nobody cares. The White Sox are at 20 right now. This is the worst team, quite possibly, in baseball history. The Mets, what was it? The 61 Mets lost, were 40 and 120. I believe it was, worst records. I think it was the 61 Mets. Worst record in Major League Baseball history. I'm not counting 1899. But I think it was the 61 Mets that were the worst ever. Modern era, 62 Mets. 40 and 120. That's the modern day record. The next was 40, the Tigers of 2003, 43 and 119. This White Sox team is the worst ever.
If I'm being honest, I need them to win a game before the Astros see them.
Oh, because we don't want that pressure.
I don't need them to go in there with that streak still intact with the Astros coming in.
Will the Astros win the series against the White Sox?
Now you're just saying ugly things.
Well,
who's going to be pitching? I got to know that first.
What if it's Arrigetti, Kikuchi, and Brown?
They should still win that. They should win that.
Well,
series.
That's not the order. What's the worst possible? Well, what we had this weekend: Kikuchi, Blanco, and
it was good enough.
Arrigetti.
You would think that'd be the worst. You could get a bad Fromber day. Those are always in question, despite what he's been this year. we've had the moments throughout the year, despite what the record says. Doesn't he have like 10 wins this year?
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it up? It's not ready. I'm trying to find it. It's not there yet. I would say Brad Fromber, Toronto Kikuchi, and too many innings pitched or thrown. Yeah, too many innings pitched Blanco. Now, that's a lot of context, but I could see that being a thing where Fromber has a bad night. Kikuchi isn't as great as he was in his debut, and Blanco's just worn out.
Kikuchi, Blanco, Arrighetti is the worst possible.
That's possible. I'm just throwing in Fromber's mental fragility sometimes as a potential blow up where we didn't expect it coming. But it won't be that, because the schedule is out until Tampa as far as pitching. So that series, next time they see Tampa, it'll be Fromber, Kikuchi, Blanco. So you're talking about Arrighetti, Brown, and then Fromber. If Verlander, by the way, has two rehab starts. Will he get? He won't get those two rehab starts in before he's back, before that series, right?
I don't believe. I'm not counting on Verlander anymore. If you want to know the truth, I'm not counting.
By the way, we didn't mention they shut down Garcia too.
Yeah, done.
We're not doing that.
We're just not doing that. Plus, we don't even. I don't even know that he can pitch without rocking the baby. We haven't seen him pitch well without rocking the baby. And we're going to talk. And it's going to be a year and a half later that he's going to pitch. Now all of a sudden he's going to pitch well. I'm sorry. I can't believe that. So do you see this Judge stuff? By the way, we'll talk about that on the other side. Aaron Judge is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right now we're talking about HRMP, though. I'm talking about my peeps over at HRMP who I just love what they do. I love the way that HRMP goes about it. I talk about this all the time where it starts at the top. It starts at the top with my peeps over at Chastang and Billy Brown. It just starts at the top with a big business. And Mike Holley, the way that he has set this thing up, the technology that he has developed, he has cultivated this thing that it actually is something that is really, really wanted by other companies that want to have his technology the way that he does payroll. I mean, it's not there are different ways to do it, and his is fantastic, and people are coming after him, and he's like, nah, I'm just going to continue to do business the way that I do business. And everybody who is with HRMP raves about them, raves about what they've done for them, raves about how they saved them money, raves about how the technology is perfect and how they never have any issues whatsoever. It is the best way for you to go about this. If you're doing it yourself or you're with an admin company and maybe you want to check out, maybe they're not saving me a bunch of money. At least let HRMP come and customize a plan for you. It's awesome. We love them, and everybody who's with them loves them. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. There's Sam. Hi, Sam. Okay, Twitch, Sam is on there now. You can shut up. Do not listen to anything Twitch says, Sam.
Yeah, don't read it. Definitely.
Don't read. Okay, because they're bad people. They're just bad people.
They move different. They're like a different breed on Twitch.
Yeah, no. You don't want to. Don't catch anything that they have over there, Sam. Okay. Aaron Judge, you see these stats? Aaron Judge has played in 945 games. He has 298 home runs. He hits a home run in every game, 0.37 times every game, 0.37. So basically, once every three games. The next closest is Ralph Kiner, who reached 300 career home runs in 1,087 games. So he has 142 games. 142 games to hit two home runs. When he basically does that every six games. He hits two every six games. To catch the record holder, to quickest to 300. is, I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. is having a great year. How are you going to win an MVP if you're not, if your name's not Aaron Judge?
I don't think you do. Not this year.
Not this year.
That one's wrapped up.
He's already won it.
Yeah.
He's got 100 RBIs and 40 home runs. Or more. 40, what has he got, 41 now? Whatever. I mean, this deep into the season, 40 and 100. Wow.
41 and 103.
41 and 103. Yeah. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, make a World Series. How about that?
Yeah, that would be nice.
I've seen your act there in judging the playoffs.
Yeah, well, he's had to face the Astros.
I'm aware. I know it's not been easy.
Right.
Is he going to face the Astros this year during the greatest year in Astros history? Greatest season in Astros history?
Well, it's, you know what? You got to come through Houston if you're going to win it. Right? There's no question.
The title goes
through Houston.
Except the Rangers won it last year.
Through Houston.
Yes, but wouldn't it go through Texas this year if they make? They won't make the playoffs.
They're not even close to it. Over the last decade,
it goes through Houston. I'm not sure it's going to be a thing this year, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a thing. What do you see? That's the problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is you non-believer. You're the problem. You're the problem.
I'm not the problem. Their bats are the problem.
Well, right now, that seems to be a problem.
I know the old adage is by faith and not by sight. Sorry, I need to see a little bit. Your pitching, which we questioned starting on Friday, came through, and your bats were impotent all weekend long. I need to see something. Show me something from the bats. Get Tucker back in the lineup, whether it be Pedro Leon or someone else. Give me another bat that's going to show up on a consistent basis. Then I'll believe.
Against a team that just is already given up.
Yeah, Tampa's selling guys.
They're done.
Trading. You did nothing against them all weekend. Just an awful Saturday and Sunday.
Back to the way they started the season. Finding ways to lose. I don't get it. I mean, this is the greatest season in Astros history.
That's your problem. You set yourself up to think this team is the greatest. Will provide the greatest season ever.
Really?
And then when they disappoint you, you don't understand. How about the fact that maybe, John, what they did to get themselves back into the race was their Jalen Green moment. And now they're playing like the team they've been for the better part of the season.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, if the season started on May 8th, who would have the best record in the game?
Well, I wish the season did start on May 8th because baseball would be shorter then. But it doesn't. And you know that it started before May 8th, and they have to overcome what they did. And the thought, I guess, because I know Brian McTaggart continues to do this. He goes, if they win this amount of games, they would win 90. I guess that's the benchmark for them. Perhaps they're not a 90-win baseball team this year. Perhaps. Because before the year, I know Verlander was on the shelf, but before the year, the thought was you'd have Verlander. You'd have Garcia at some point. You'd have Christian Javier. Perhaps this version of them isn't a 90-win baseball team. Now, I can hold you to it because you keep talking about it, but it's not your fault you thought they would be really good because they should have been really good. And then the injuries happened. Maybe that's not the team anymore.
Well, that's what you say. I'm going to go with what I say.
Okay, right? Go ahead.
All right.
You could be right. You were right once with your unbelievable predictions.
Okay, when I'm riding on the float.
They're not going to put you on the float. Will you even be in the city when they win? Are you going to be in L.A. when they win?
I'm going to be in the city for the parade.
Have you planned it out? You going to be here for that?
Yes. I'm going to be on the float.
I can't wait for you to be in Los Angeles in your gay sports bar when they make the World Series again.
I'll be in this city. I'll be in our city. I'm not going to be in a gay sports bar, okay? The controversy at the Olympics is, well, we'll break it down. We talked about it on Friday, and we're going to talk about it again on the other side. The controversy about the XY chromosome boxers.
We're still doing this? It's still a thing now?
They both meddled.
I know.
They both meddled, so... We will
lose our minds about boxing when we don't care about it until this happens.
Well, that's because there's a basic fairness to it. And I think
unless you were born a woman, and you happen to have a chromosome, but you were still born a woman, you compete for a country who wouldn't let you compete if you weren't born a woman.
Well, there's more to it than that. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.